This is Ozarks at Large, and I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar. The Springdale Municipal Airport, located just east of the downtown area on Highways 412 and 265, is planning to expand its infrastructure to accommodate larger planes. Adam White with Carver Engineers in Fayetteville oversees the airport.
Like Drake Field and Bentonville's airport, Springdale is a general aviation airport, which means it doesn't get a whole lot of commercial service in the area. It's really more for business and economic development. Springdale actually is one of the largest general aviation airports in the state. I believe it's third in based planes as far as the number of planes that are based on the field at Springdale. And its role is to provide access for transient traffic, which is traffic moving, you know, back and forth out in and out of Springdale, and also as a base of operations for companies or private pilots that live in the area.
White says the city's Airport Commission's newly released year master plan, required by the Federal Aviation Commission every 10 years or so, projects concepts 20 years into the future.
So obviously the number one priority was the runway extension, which is a 394-foot extension of runway 36. And what this will do is allow two things. One is for larger planes to use the runway. Obviously, a larger runway length lets planes get in that are heavier and that have higher speeds because it's longer, it's safer to land on. And two, it allows existing planes that are based at the airport to take on more fuel before they take off, because one of the big calculations in takeoff is how heavy your aircraft is. And if you are over a certain weight, then you can only take off at a certain length of runway. So if you lengthen our runway, they can take on more fuel, which is important because it lets them get farther away from Springdale on their trips. So if they have a long trip, they won't have to make a intermediate stop to get more fuel to get to their final destination. So those are the two big benefits of the runway extension. And then that trickles down to the businesses on the airfield. They can have bigger planes come in. They can have planes come in from further away to do business on the airport.
The airport will increase hangar development, access roads to those hangars, as well as a new instrument approach system to make things safer. The plan also calls for relocating a western parallel taxiway, currently too close to the runway. No new land will have to be purchased for any of these planned improvements. Having an airport in the middle of town is novel, Adam White said.
That's one of Springdale's biggest benefits to the aviation community, is being a downtown airport, because it allows people to get to their businesses and to the airport very quickly instead of having to go far out of town to get to it. It's all right there. So it's a very unique airport system, and we think it's a big advantage for Springdale.
The runway expansion is estimated to cost around $2 million. Other improvements would add up to an additional $6 million funded via the Federal Aviation Administration's Trust Fund, as well as the Arkansas Department of Aeronautics. Walmart Stores Incorporated, based in Bentonville, Arkansas, has launched an internal investigation to determine whether its overseas operations have complied with U.S. federal law regarding permits, licenses, and inspections. The world's largest retailer is examining its international operations to see if they meet with rules under the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The act makes it unlawful for companies to bribe foreign government officials for business gain and neglect Securities and Exchange Commission accounting standards. Walmart's internal investigation of its overseas business came to light after it filed its quarterly report with the SEC on Thursday. In prepared statement read to us on Friday, Walmart spokesperson David Tovar said the company started examining its foreign business practices earlier this year.
Over the last few years, we have regularly implemented a series of changes to our U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act compliance programs to make them even more effective. This work is ongoing and continues today. As a result of information obtained during that review and from other sources, we have begun an internal investigation related to compliance with the FCPA. We voluntarily met with the U.S. Department of Justice and Securities and Exchange Commission to self-disclose the ongoing internal investigation on this matter. Our investigation is currently focused on discrete incidents in specific areas. We intend to keep federal authorities apprised of what we learn. Although, based on the facts currently known, we do not believe these matters will have a material impact on our business, we decided it was appropriate to disclose the internal investigation to our shareholders. Disclosing this matter is consistent with our commitment to being transparent with our key stakeholders and goes beyond what is required by law. We believe this is the right thing to do and in keeping with Walmart's core values and previous practices.
Tovar declined to point to any particular incident that may have led to the review. While he could not estimate potential liability, Tovar said it would be business as usual.
Yeah, based on the facts currently known, we do not believe these matters will have a material impact on our business.
The world's largest retailer, which operates in 28 countries, netted $419 billion in revenue last year. Walmart operates in Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, India, Japan, Mexico, Nicaragua, and the United Kingdom. On its website, the company says it has no plans to expand into any other countries at this time.